The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاءاللہ ویلکم ٹو آور پروگرام Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. In this program, we talk about a very famous personality and some of the lessons we can learn from their lifestyle, some of the beautiful things that we can learn from their beautiful seerah, from their character. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, the main purpose is so that we can implement that on our lives as a Muslim. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, today we're going to be talking about a personality that is in the line, the ninth in line of the Qadri Razavi At-Tarikh Silsila, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. I'll tell you who that personality is after I've told you one of a beautiful story that is related to this personality. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we start anything, I don't want you to go anywhere apart from Salah obviously, but try to stay with us during the whole program inshallah. You're going to be with me inshallah. Wherever you are in Europe, in USA, Canada, Alhamdulillah, in the UK, please try to stay with me inshallah Azza wa Jal. So many people, I was just reading through the book and it's an amazing life, subhanallah. So many beautiful pearls that we can inshallah choose and implement them on our lives to become better and practicing Muslims as well. But before we do anything, let's start off blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, جو شخص مجھ پر درود پڑھتا ہے اللہ پاک اس پر نظر رحمت فرماتا ہے. The one who recites درود upon me, Allah عز و جل looks at him with a gaze of mercy. And anyone who Allah عز و جل looks at with mercy, Allah عز و جل will not punish that person. Subhanallah. So whoever recites درود upon the Messenger of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, Allah عز و جل will shower his blessing and his mercy upon him as well. So it all depends on us, doesn't it? How many blessings do we want? How much of a mercy do we want from our Rabb Azza wa Jal? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let's start off with a beautiful story. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Abbas Mu'addib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that Sayyid Saab, you know, from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived next door to me and his wife was expecting and they were very, very poor people. And his wife said to him one day that if you can, please try to arrange some food because I'm getting very weak and I don't want it to be a problem for our child to come. So this Sayyid Saab, he left his home in the hope that he could go to someone and try to get some food for his wife. So he goes to a shop where he normally buys his groceries from and he already owes money to that shopkeeper. But he goes to him and he says that, look, I know I owe you money, but this is the problem my wife is expecting and there's no food at home. I want to try to give her some food. Please, if you can give me something and I'll promise you to return it back as soon as possible. And the shopkeeper point blank refuses. So he goes to another shopkeeper, he refuses him as well. And he goes to a few people that he knows and he thought that he would get something from them, but every person refused them. So this person now is in a state where he doesn't know what to do. His wife's waiting for him at home for some food and he's there walking, wandering in the streets, thinking what he can do. And he saw a man near the river Dijla, the river Euphrates, and he's got a boat. And he's a mullah, he's a captain, and he takes people from one side of the river Dijla to the other side. So he calls out to this person that, come, if you want to come with me, then come quickly as I'm leaving. So this person, he walks and he sits in the boat, and the person asks him, where do you want to go? And he says, I don't know. And he says, you don't even know where you are going and you've sat in the boat. And now this person, he says that, he tells him everything, and he says that this is the situation. I'm confused, I'm worried, I don't know what to do. So the person, he says, don't worry. So the person carries on with the boat journey, and they come across one the other side of the river Dijra. They stop where there is a small masjid near the river Euphrates. And he says, go inside that masjid and you'll find a buzurg, a pious person engaged in worship. Go and see him, talk to him, mention your problem to him. Inshallah, he'll be able to help you. So this person doesn't know what he's expecting. He goes inside the masjid and he sees this beautiful personality worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And as the person finishes his salah, looks towards this person and he says to him, you know, where are you from? And the person, he says, look, I'm a Sayyid and I went out to in search of food, but no one's giving me any money. No one's willing to give me any food. And my wife is expecting me at home and we're expecting our child, but you know, she's getting very weak without any food. And I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I'm really worried. In that moment, a person walks inside the masjid with a sack full of gold coins. And he says there are about 500 gold coins in that sack. And the person, he gives salam to the pious person and he says that so and so person has sent you these gold coins. And the pious personality, he says to that person, give all the gold to this Sayyid Sahab. And he says, Hazrat, there's 500 gold coins in there. And he says, yes, I know, give it to him. So the person, he gives him the 500 gold coins and he leaves. And the Sayyid Sahab is amazed, he's shocked and he's, you know, he's surprised as to who this personality is. So he leaves him and he goes to the shopkeeper, gives him all his debt that he owes. And the shopkeeper, he says that, look, you know, you don't need to pay me now. Leave it till tomorrow. Whatever you need, take it from here. You know, sugar, fat, oil, rice, all the essentials, whatever you need, take them. We'll sort them out later. So the person, he takes with him. There's so many essentials, so many shopping is done. He can't carry them all alone. So the shopkeeper helps him to go to his house. He knocks on the door. His wife opens the door and she's quite upset. She's worried that where you've been all day, you know, I'm hungry. And the person, he says that I've been all day looking for some food and now, alhamdulillah, finally, I bought some food for you. And they sat down, they ate something. And the person, he tells him about this beautiful personality, this Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that this person gave me 500 gold coins. So they make dua, they thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they make a plan that they're going to buy some land and you know, work in that land and get their normal daily routines. Now, this personality, this Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he is known as Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. A very beautiful personality, Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ali. Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is the ninth spiritual murshid in the lineage of the Qadri Razavi Silsila At-Tariya, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And his kunyat is Abu Mahfuz. And he was born in one of the parts of the areas of Baghdad Sharif called Karkh, hence is known as Karkhi. And he is a Tabi'i Buzurg. So Sahabi is the one who sees the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with Iman and dies as a Muslim. A Tabi'i is someone who sees the Sahabi with Iman and dies as a Muslim. And a Tabi Tabi'i is the one who sees the Tabi'i with Iman and dies as a Muslim. So Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is a Tabi Tabi'i. And subhanallah, he was the muqallid of Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man bin Thabit rahmatullahi ta'ala. So he was a Hanafi Muslim, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala, the way he accepted Islam is another beautiful story in itself. You know, he used to go to school and him and his brother, and his brother was accompanying him to the school, and that teacher, he was a non-Muslim as well, so obviously he was teaching them about the their aqeedah. And Sayyiduna Maruf, this brother, he says that whenever my brother would hear these shirkiya things from his teacher, he would say ahad ahad, one Allah, one Allah. So he says that one day the teacher hit him so much that he ran away, and his mother, she loved him and she said that if my son comes back home, whatever religion he follows, I will follow that same religion as well. And he says that Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi, a few years later returned back home to meet his mother mother and his family. And as soon as he walked in, his mother asked him, "What religion are you following?" And Sayyidina Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that I reverted to Islam. I now am a Muslim. I follow Islam. And his mother immediately recited the Kalima, Alhamdulillah, and she became a Muslim, and the whole family followed suit, and they all became Muslims as well. Now, Sayyidina Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has been mentioned in the Qadri Razavi Silsila in these words, Behre Ma'roof O Sari, Ma'roof De Be Khud Sari. Yani Behre means for the sake, Ma'roof meaning Balai, goodness, Khud Be Khud Sari, Ajizi, sincerity, and humbleness. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is the one who wrote this Sajra, and he says, Behre Ma'roof O Sari, Ma'roof De Be Khud Sari, O Allah, for the sake of Sidna Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, give us blessings, Aj, sincerity, and humbleness as well. And the mafhum, the meaning you can say of this poem is, Hazrat Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi, because of his sake, Ya Allah, have blessings upon us, and for the sake of Sayyidina Siri Sakti Rahmatullah Alayhi. So Siri Sakti Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was the uncle of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he was the peer of Murshid of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Siri Sakti's peer of Murshid is Sayyidina Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And subhanAllah, good news that in Baghdad Sharif, where the mazar and the Masjid of Sayyidina Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi is, Dawat-e-Islami's weekly ijtimaz have started there as well. Alhamdulillah, the daily dars takes place and so many other dini kaam. And the Gaddi Nashin, the person who is in charge of that Mazar-e-Pak, the Sheikhs, Alhamdulillah, he came to Karachi to meet with Amir al-Sunnat as well. And the works of Dawat-e-Islami officially has now started in Baghdad, in the mazar of Sayyidina Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And there's a very beautiful durood that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has also written, that, O Allah, send blessings and barakah on your beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family and his companions and upon our Shaykh Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Now, another beautiful story, Hazrat Amir bin Abdullah Karkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that I lived next door to a non-Muslim, and one day the non-Muslim, he comes to me and he says that aap par mera haq hai, that I have a right over you. He said that I give you, I swear in the name of Allah that take me to a waliullah, take me to a person of Allah, you know, so God-fearing person. And he says that his neighbor took him to Sayyidina Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullah Ali, and they both sat down. And his neighbor, who was a non-Muslim, he was longing for a child. And Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali made dua for him, Allah Azza wa Jal give you a blessed child. And he says that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses him with a child. And this child was so clever that in school he is the best in the class. And one day, this child, as he's in the class, his teacher is teaching him about the deen. And each time he talks about his deen, the teacher, whatever religion he was following, this child would talk about the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he sat down the teacher, and at that age he started talking to his teacher about Islam, about the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And his teacher was so impressed that he called his father and he says that I'm really impressed with your son, the amount of knowledge and God fearing and taqwa that he has. And that person, he says that my son is was born after the dua of Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And that teacher, along with the student and his father, recited the kalima, and the whole family, both of them, Alhamdulillah, accepted Islam. Now, Sayyidina Ma'roof Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he made dua for that person. So through his kashf, through the knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him, he knew that when this person has a child, that child will become the means of all these families to accept Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we have a kalam as well that we can listen to, inshallah. So let's take the kalam, we'll come back, and inshallah we'll delve more into the life of this great personality and see what we can learn from him, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Bula lo apne dar par ab to gham, khana badoshon ko تیرے کب تک ذلیل و خوار در در بے ٹھکانے سے شب فرقت ڈھلے بر آئے ارماں یا رسول اللہ کرو تم مستا کا اپنے مہمان یا رسول اللہ بولا لو اب تو قدموں میں میری جان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا زہ یا رسول اللہ دلم پژمردہ آوارا زیسیاں یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا زہ یا رسول اللہ تمہاری یاد کا غلبہ ہمیشہ دل پہ ہو تاری لگا دو عشق کی اپنے خدا را ایسی چنگاری اسی خواہش میں کٹ جائے میری عمر رواں ساری چسوے من گزر آری من مسکین زنا داری فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ فدائے نقش نالینت فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پژمردہ آوارا زیسیاں یا رسول اللہ تمہاری نعت سے ہی ہے کرم کا سلسلہ پہم ہے خواہش وقت آخر جب نکلنے والا ہو یہ دم زباں پر جاری ہو نغمہ تیرا دل یہ اس دم زیجا میں ہو بے تو مستم بزنجیرے تو دل بستم نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ نمی گو من ہستم سخندا یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پژمردہ شر کا مجھے اب کھا رہا ہے غم، شرم ساری گناہوں پر ہے اور آنکھیں ہیں میری نم، ذکر داخش ہے رانم، سیاہ شد پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ، پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ، تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ، دلم پژمردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ، سر محشر محامد پیش ہو جو در سیاہ کارا، کہے بے ساختہ جو دیکھے رحمت بر گناہ گارا، میری امید ہو تم اے شفا کشائی بر گناہ گارا، مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ، مکن محروم جا میرا درا رسول اللہ، تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ، دلم پژمردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، ویری بیوٹیفل کلام دیر، الحمدللہ، ڈفرنٹ سلو پیسڈ کلام، ماشاءاللہ. اللہ عزوجل بلیس دی ریسائٹر اینڈ فار آل آف یو فار لسننگ ٹو دیٹ کلام ایز ویل. اف یو جسٹ جوائنڈ اس دین ڈونٹ وری، بیٹر لیٹ دین نیور ایز دے سے. الحمدللہ عزوجل، یو آر واچنگ آور پروگرام یسٹرڈے ٹوڈے ٹمارو، الحمدللہ. And we're talking about a very famous personality, and that famous personality is Sayyiduna Sheikh Al-Ma'ruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Sheikh Ma'ruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he was a student of Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Sayyiduna Ali Raza Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he was from the Ahlul Bayt, the great grandson of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu. And Sayyiduna Abdul Wahhab Rahmatullah Alayhi says that Ma'ruf Karkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi was a very big Zahid. Zahid means someone, you know, you could say a very God-fearing person, someone who was engaged in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Sayyiduna Ma'ruf Karkhi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, someone asked about him and he says that, "I've heard that you walk on water." And Ma'ruf Karkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, میں کبھی پانی پر نہیں چلا بلکہ جب میں پانی کو پار کرنے کا ارادہ کرتا ہوں تو اس کی دونوں طرفیں سائڈز آپس میں مل جاتی ہیں. He says that I've never walked on water, but when I want to cross the water, both sides get together and I just start walking on top of it. Hasan bin Abdul Wahhab rahmatullah alayhi says, Maruf Karkhi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi used to walk on water, and by Allah, if someone told me that he can fly, I would also believe him as well. Subhanallah. اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ان فارسی کلام سیز یا شاہ معروف مارا رہے سوئے معروف دی, یعنی او معروف کرخی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, او دا کنگ آف گڈ ڈیڈز انوائٹ اس ٹو ورڈز دا اسٹریٹ پاتھ ایز ویل. ناؤ سیدنا امام معروف کرخی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, ہی واز آلسو دا ٹیچر آف دا گریٹ امام احمد بن حنبل رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. After Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal came. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Sayyidina Yahya radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they used to come to Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and spend time with him and gain blessings. And Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a very very clever individual. And one day Sayyidina Yahya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wanted to talk to him regarding Sajda-e-Sahav. And he wanted to ask the question to Maruf Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stopped him. But nevertheless, he still asked him and he says, Oh Abu Mahfuz, what do you say about Sajda-e-Sahav? And Maruf Karkhi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that this is a punishment for the heart for being ghafil, not having the full attention in salah. So he says that Sajda-e-Sahav is a punishment for the heart, that he wasn't fully aware of ibadah that he was doing. And subhanallah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he replies that this reply that he gave is the dalalat, the dalil, that he is a very very clever person. And subhanallah, he was one of them people that would eat very less and he would always cry in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. And someone asked him about lambi umide, long hopes, and Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi replied that I do not think of being alive between one salah to the other salah. He goes that after I've read my salah, I always assume that I will die before the next salah. And he says that when I offer my Zuhr salah, he says to his neighbors that find yourself another person who can lead you in salah, because he thinks that he could die any time. And subhanallah, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum, the explanatory meaning is that I do not think of myself being alive once I, you know, blink my eyes. I think the next time I blink my eye, it'll never open again. And he says that I never eat food thinking that I will be alive. I might think that this food might not even be go down my throat and I could die before that. So this is what the mafhum of this hadith is in Shobul Iman. So subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla, Sayyidina Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala, one thing that we learn from him about his zuhud, his taqwa, his fear of Allah, his God-fearing nice, and also how much of a, you know, alim-e-deen, a scholar of Islam he was. He was a great scholar of Islam as well, subhanallah. Abu Bakr bin Abu Talib rahmatullahi alayhi says, Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi ki masjid mein dakhil hua, hum log ek jamaat ki surat mein the. He says that we came as a group, and aap bhi ghar se masjid tashreef laye. So he says that he was coming from his home to the masjid, and he said assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and we replied back to him, and he made dua for us that may Allah azza wa jal give you a long healthy life with full of blessings, and may Allah azza wa jal keep you away from every evil of this world. پھر آپ اذان دینے کے لیے بڑھے اور اذان دینا شروع کی تو بے قرار ہو گئے, یعنی ہی وینٹ اینڈ ہی اسٹوڈ ٹو گیو اذان, اینڈ ہی اسٹارٹڈ ہز باڈی اسٹارٹڈ ٹو شیک آؤٹ آف دا فیئر آف اللہ. جب آپ نے اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ کہا تو آپ کی ابروں اور داڑھی کے بال کھڑے ہو گئے, یعنی ہز ہیئر اسٹوڈ آن دا اینڈز وین ہی سیڈ اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ. اینڈ ہی سیز مجھے خوف ہوا کہ آپ اذان مکمل نہیں کر سکیں گے. سیدنا ابو بکر بن ابو طالب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز دیٹ آئی ہیڈ دی فیئر دیٹ He's never going to complete the azan. اور آپ کی کمر بھی جھک گئی, قریب تھا کہ زمین پر تشریف لے آتے. اللہ اکبر. You know, having so much fear of Allah that when he gives azan, his body starts trembling and shaking with the fear of Allah azza wa jal. تو ڈر اپنا عنایت کر رہے, اس ڈر سے آنکھیں تر, مٹا خوف جہاں دل سے, مٹا دنیا کا غم مولا. You know, so my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, what about ourselves? Come back to ourselves. How much of a fear of Allah Azza wa Jal do we have? Today, sadly, we miss our salah. A lot of people, there's sometimes they say, oh, Fajr is a bit too early nowadays, you know, and we can't offer our salah. You know, if this is our reason that we can't even offer our Fajr salah, and we call ourselves pious and practicing Muslims, but we can't wake up for Fajr Salah. And these people, when they would give azan, when they would have the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, their body would start shaking. Subhanallah. And Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a very beautiful, one of his karamat, his miracles, he wanted to do tawaf of the Kaaba. So he had this longing to do the tawaf of the Kaaba. To aap raatun raat apne shahar se Makkah Sharif pahunche aur tawaf karke wapas tashreef le aaye. So he lived in Baghdad and he walked to Makkah. That same night he traveled until he reached to Makkah. So it was a miracle, karamat of his, that he could walk from Baghdad to Makkah in the night and come back as well and do the tawaf. This is the beauty of these Buzurganeddin. Subhanallah. اولیاء کرامت میں اس ایک قسم کو تیل ارد کہا جاتا ہے اس کا مطلب ہے زمین کا لپیٹ دیا جانا So this is a miracle of the اولیاء اللہ تیل ارد یعنی the world is shrinked for them and they could travel in minutes سبحان اللہ سلسلہ قادریہ رضویہ پیر و مرشد معروف کرخی رحمت اللہ علی A person came to him and he says that یا سیدی I've had a baby boy born in my family and آپ کے پاس یہ خبر لے کر آیا ہوں تاکہ آپ کی برکت سے ہمارے گھر خیر نازل ہو He says that I've come to you with this news that I want barakat and blessings in our family. معروف کرخی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ says may Allah عز و جل keep you in his custody and may Allah عز و جل keep you in his safety. Sit down and say ما شاء اللہ کانا یعنی اللہ پاک نے جو چاہا وہی ہوا Whatever Allah willed, say this 100 times. And the person, he read that 100 times and he says, read it again 100 times. So the person read it again to an extent that he made him recite that 5 times, yani 500 times in total. اتنے میں ایک وزیر کی والدہ کا خادم ایک خط اور تھیلی لے کر حاضر ہوا اور کہا سیدی ام جعفر آپ کو سلام کہتی ہیں. So basically the وزیر کی والدہ کا خادم that Umm Jafar was giving salam to you and she sent this thali, this bag and to distribute them amongst the poor. And yes, sun kar aap rahmatullahi ta'ala li lane wale se farmaya rakam ki thali us shakhs ko de do. Give the money to that person because he's had a child in the family and this will be better for him. He gave all 500 gold coins to that person. Sari rakam usse de do. Isne 500 martaba mashallah kana kaha tha. So because he said mashallah kana 500 times give the gold to him agar usse zyada martaba padte to hum bhi itni miqdar mazid badha dete Allahu akbar so he goes that if you recited more than that I would have given you more gold as well so that was one of the reasons and this is the beauty of the awliya ikram میں ہوں سائل میں ہوں منگتا یا کرخی میری جولی بھر دو ہاتھ بڑھا کر ڈال دو ٹکڑا یا کرخی میری جولی بھر دو سبحان اللہ Beautiful kalam there. Now, the true awliya Allah will never gather wealth of this world. They're not worried about how much wealth people give to them. They will always do sadaqah. They will give it in charity. And same with Sayyidina Maruf Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi. So this tells you that he was such a saint of Allah that he had no love of this dunya, no greed in his heart. He would give everything in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi alayhi, someone said to him, how can we achieve the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal? Karkhi rahmatullahi alayhi, haath pakar kar ek ameer ke darwaze par le gaye. Woh darwaze par ghulam khada tha jiski ek taang tooti hui thi. So he grabbed hold of his hand. So he says, how can you get the nearness of Allah? So he grabbed his hand and he took him to a rich person's house. And that person's ghulam, his slave, he was stood outside with a broken leg. آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ نے اس کی طرف اشارہ کر کے اس شخص کا ہاتھ پکڑ کر ارشاد فرمایا اس کی طرح ہو جاؤ. Be like him. اللہ پاک کا قرب حاصل کر لوگے. So he goes, be like him, you'll find the nearness of Allah عز و جل. جس طرح یہ غلام ٹوٹی ہوئی ٹانگ کے باوجود اپنے آقا کے دروازے پر حاضر ہے اس طرح تم بھی ہر حال میں اپنے رب کی رضا پر راضی رہو اور اس کی عبادت کرتے رہو. Just like this person is doing his duty, even he's got a broken leg, but he's giving his duty to serve his master. In the same way, serve your Rabb Azza wa Jal in his worship, even though you go through many problems. Subhanallah, what a beautiful lesson for us to learn. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's go towards beautiful break and see what we can learn from this inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The most famous book of hadith, which was authored by a great expert and scholar of the science of hadith, Sayyidina Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was the first to write a book of sahih ahadith, which became very popular in the Islamic world and is the most authentic book of the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The very first hadith which he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentioned in his great book Sahih Bukhari also belongs to intention. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the reward of deeds depends upon the intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a good intention will lead to paradise. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful hadith is this. We should make good intentions before whatever good deed we perform. What an easy action is it which leads to paradise? This is such an action which requires no hard work. Rather, we only make an intention in the heart and we will start to attain its virtues. First, let's listen to the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about intention. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the reward of deeds depends upon the intentions, and every person will get the reward according to what he intends. About this hadith, the commentator of Bukhari, Mufti Sharifu al-Haq Amjadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, this hadith means that the reward of deeds depends only upon the intention. A person does not deserve a reward without an intention. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said, the intention of a Muslim is better than his actions. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a sincere intention is the most superior action. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Almighty grants the world upon the intention of the hereafter, but He refuses to grant the hereafter upon the intention of this world. Dear viewers, from the aforementioned ahadith, we learn the importance and the excellence of intention. Therefore, in order to attain reward, we should also make good intentions before every permissible and good deed, so that by its blessing, the treasure of reward would continuously be added to our book of deeds. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, very beautiful words of wisdom from Mubaligh Da'wat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him and bless him. My dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this program where we try to learn the lives of these pious predecessors, these pious awliya-i kiram, where we try to learn from their lives as well, some lessons, what we can do, how we can make our life better, what if we follow their footsteps, what blessings that we can take. You know, one thing that you find in a similar in amongst the awliya-i kiram, is that their fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. They would cry so much in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to be fearing to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And many of them would offer their salah. They would be sweating, they would be shaking. Why? Because they're standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Qasim Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, one night I saw him, he was making dua in this court, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, that is something that is making me commit sins. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, it wants me to indulge in sins. Whereas Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the one that could have mercy upon me and save me from that. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, now I've become old, have mercy upon me. You know, so this is the dua that he would make in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah. And when you look at the lives of these such people, you know, even though, you know, their whole life was in worship, their whole life was engaged in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yet these people had so much fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And معروف کرخی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ، سیدنا غوث پاک شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ would often visit the مزار of سیدنا معروف کرخی. الحمدللہ I've had the opportunity myself to visit the مزار of سیدنا شیخ معروف کرخی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ on a few occasions, and there is a place there where سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ would spend time in عبادت. So yani he did chilla at the مزار of سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. One day شیخ علی بن حیتی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, he says that سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, when he went to the مزار of معروف کرخی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ and gave salam to him, and سیدنا معروف کرخی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ replied with the words وعلیک السلام یا سید اہل زمان, that may Allah have blessings upon you, may salam be upon you, O the leader of the pious in his of his time. Subhanallah. جو ولی قبل تھے, یعنی دو اولیاء دا وہ بیفور یا بعد ہوئے یا ہوں گے, سب ادب رکھتے ہیں دل میں میرے آقا تیرا. سبحان اللہ. سیدنا معروف کرخی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, a person came to him and he says that یا سیدی, make dua that may Allah عز و جل make my heart soft, یعنی make dua for a soft heart. And he made dua for him, and in these words, يا ملين القلوب لين قلبي قبل أن تلينه عند الموت. O Allah, O the دلوں کو نرم فرمانے والے, O the one that softens the heart, soften my heart before death comes to me. موت کے وقت اسے نرم کرے. سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. دل کی نرمی کو رقت قلبی کہتے ہیں. So the softness of the heart is called رقت قلبی, and this is a blessing. The hadith of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم quoted in کنز العمال, رقت قلب یعنی دل کی نرمی اور گریہ وغیرہ کے وقت دعا کو غنیمت جانو کہ وہ رحمت ہے. یعنی the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says that the softness of the heart is a blessing from Allah عز و جل. The مفہوم is, علماء کرام نے دنیا میں سعادت مندی کی علامتوں میں سے ایک علامت یہ بھی فرمائی, دل نرم ہوتا ہے. سو with all the blessings of this world, one of the blessing of the world is that Allah عز و جل bestows someone a soft heart. قلب پتھر سے بھی سخت ہے, اس کو نرمی عطا کیجئے, جگمگا دیجئے قلب سیاہ, لطف بدر الدجا کیجئے. سبحان اللہ. حضرت عبید بن محمد وراق رحمۃ اللہ علیہ says that one day سیدنا معروف کرخی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ was going and he found a piece of wood on the floor, and he says rather than stepping over it, he jumped over it, and he went over it, and we asked him that ya sayyidi, what was the reason why you went over the piece of wood, and he says that I did not want the owner of this wood to have any, you know, problems. If I stood on it, it would break or get weaker, and I didn't want that person to go through any problems because of me. That was the taqwa, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sri Sakti rahmatullah alayhi, he says that one day he said to Sayyidina Maruf Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Paak ke farma bardar bande kis sabab se uski itaat farma madari par qadir hote hain. How do the people of Allah Azza wa Jal follow the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal? And he says, unke dilon se duniya ki mohabbat nikal jane ki wajah se, that the love of the world is taken out of their hearts. That is why, agar unke dilon mein duniya ki mohabbat hoti to wo ek sajda bhi sahi tarah na kar pate. And if they had the love of the world in their heart, they will not be able to even do one sajda. Allahu Akbar. You know, deep meanings and deep words from these great pious personalities, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So we find that if you want to have a soft heart, and if you want to enjoy the ibadat, your salah, your Quran reading, anything that you want to do, if you want to enjoy that, then for that you need to take the love of the world out of your heart. Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that مجھے تو بغداد میں فوت ہونے کا حکم دیا گیا کیونکہ اس شہر کے یہ نیک لوگ سچے ابدالوں میں سے ہیں. He says that I have been commanded to die in Baghdad as these people are the pious people. Abdal. Abdal is a type of a waliullah. We've got another, package as well that we want to see. Let's come watch this package. We'll come back. And then inshallah we'll wrap up our program as well inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Akhlaq is a very important subject. Good conduct, good mannerism, And Islam has talked a lot about this, on this subject, has encouraged believers to improve their akhlaq, their conduct, their good behavior, good attitude, good mannerism. Today, I will tell how Islam encourages us and what reward one attains, the one who possesses good akhlaq, good manners, good manners. It is mentioned, undoubtedly, a believer attains the status of worshipping in the night and fasting during the day by virtue of his good manners. He is just having good akhlaq, fair dealing, not backbiting, not tale-telling, not lying, okay, not using abusive language. He's not talking ill about others. He's not violating others' rights through his tongue, through his hands, through his gestures. This is akhlaq, isn't it? Akhlaq has got a very vast meaning within it. He's got a smiling face. He comforts others' hearts. He's got kindness, gentleness in his personality, forbearance in his personality. A person who's got good akhlaq, he possesses all these qualities. And he doesn't possess the negative ones. And a person who possesses good attitude, good mannerism, good akhlaq, the reward is Allahu Akbar. He attains the status of a person who worships in the night and fasts during the day. How pious that individual would be, that who fasts during the day and worships in the night. All we have to do is we need to improve our akhlaq. We should not be harsh when we are talking. We should not hurt others' feelings. We should not use abusive language. We should not lie. We should not tell. We should not backbite. We should have gentleness, kindness, forbearance. We should forgive others for their mistakes. We should have a smiling face. And whatever comes in the definition of akhlaq, good mannerism, we should adopt. We can attain the status of a person who worships in the night and fasts during the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah, we're at the last part of the program and we're going to be talking about some of the events that took place after the passing away of Maruf Karqi rahmatullah alayhi. He died in 200 Hijri in Baghdad, and subhanallah, 300,000 people attended his funeral salah. Allahu Akbar. And Baghdad Mualla is about 6 kilometers away from Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi, is the mazar of Sayyidina Maruf Karqi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. A famous personality says that once I saw my brother in the dream when I asked him, "Ma fa'alallahu bika?" How did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you after you died? And he says that since Maruf Karqi rahmatullah alayhi has been buried in the grave, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed and forgiven 30,000 of sinners that are buried in his graveyard. Allah Azza wa Jal has totally forgiven them. So subhanallah. So even a waliullah can help those people after their passing away. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And it says that the maqam of Sayyidina Maruf Karqi rahmatullah alayhi, someone saw Bishr Hafi rahmatullah, another great buzurg. Someone saw him in their dreams and they asked him, "Can you tell us, Maruf Karqi rahmatullah, how Allah Ta'ala treated him?" And Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi replied that, that when Maruf Karqi rahmatullah alayhi died, Allah Azza wa Jal made so many curtains between us and them, because he never used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal out of the love for Jannah or the fear of fire or the hell. He used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal because of to get the nearness of Allah. And subhanallah, since he's died, Allah Azza wa Jal has elevated him Rafiqul A'la. And subhanallah, and Allah, yeh woh mujarrab aksir hai. Lehaza, jisne bargah ilahi mein koi zarurat pesh karni hai, to usse chahiye Maruf Karqi ke mazar par hazir hokar Allah se dua mange. Because he is in the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. The father of Ala Hazrat Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullah alayhi, duaon ki qabooliyat ke maqamat bayan karte huye apni kitab Ahsanul Wi'a Adabid Dua. Any beautiful book written by the father of Allah, Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullah Ali. He says that He writes in his book some of the places where du'as are accepted, and one of them is the mazar of Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And subhanallah, this is why people go to the mazarat of the awliya-i-kiram, the anbiya-i-kiram, the pious people. Why? Because du'as are accepted at their mazars. Subhanallah. And this is our aqidah and our belief. So inshallah, whenever you get the opportunity, try to visit the mazar of the awliya-i-kiram and make dua in their wasila in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, because they are close to Allah, they are the beloved of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal will inshallah accept our du'as as well. Jazakallah khairah for watching. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, awliya Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, awliya Allah.